I know a lot of you probably recognize this one. Fans of Spider-Man. Spider-Man movie theme. Some interesting things about spiders. You know, one thing that a lot, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of mommies and daddies really, really work hard to do is to feed their young. In some species, depending on what type of creature it is, it may be the father doing most of the feeding. Many, it's going to be the mother doing most of the feeding. And one of the things that we want to do is try to make sure that we don't run out of food for our young. So one of the things that mama lions will do when they're out on the hunt, kill the animal, and hopefully, I say hopefully because sometimes those big male lions want to get kind of ugly, but hopefully the mama lion will be able to get some of that kill, whatever food she has killed, to the young ones so that they can eat. They won't go out there until they're old enough to safely help with the bringing down of the prey. But until they get to that age, they'll go ahead and just sit back, hang out at the den at home, and wait until the food is brought back to them. Or the parents let them know, okay, we had it. We have it here. Safe to come on over. Get your dinner. Get your lunch. Get your breakfast. And I say, you know, long as the big male lions don't get ugly, because sometimes they just want to chase everybody off and eat it all for themselves. Greedy rascals. But you have this just going on. They're feeding. They're trying to make sure that, generally speaking, everyone is eating, trying to take care of the young. And as I mentioned, the mama spiders will go ahead and make sure that the young are being fed, even when they're feeding the young who belong to other mommy spiders. Well, how about this? We've watched some of these documentaries, and we know that sometimes it can be hard to catch that food. You know, the animals and the birds catch their food. We humans, well, some humans catch their food too. They go hunting. Most of us buy our food. It's not quite as challenging for us as it is for some of these other creatures. But it starts getting low, you know, and folks are getting hungry. Lions, especially the mama lions that are doing most of the predatory work, getting tired if it's been days and days that they've gone without food. They're getting concerned about their young cubs, and they don't want them to die of starvation. So they'll go out there, and you got to do something. And one thing you don't need is for that mama lion who's responsible for bringing back the food to get killed or so badly injured that she can't make it back. Because if she goes, unless someone else, some other lion steps up, those young ones have had it. They're through. What happens with the spiders? Do they ever have problems with lean times when, even though they don't have to pay for food, they do have to get it. They have to catch it. Do they have lean times when it seems like, you know, they're wondering where the next meal is going to come from, when it's going to come? Well, I was sharing with you how sometimes, well, very often, not only will the mama spider feed her own, but she'll feed someone else's young as well. Well, it goes even beyond that. She's not always just downing her food and then bringing it back up to give it to the other little spiders. Sometimes, particularly when the mama spider, this adult female, may be in her last moments, she will sacrifice herself and basically offer herself to the young to be their meal. I can't help but wonder what that experience would be like. I'm just thinking, man, I mean, you know that it is your choice that you're going to go ahead and let the little ones eat you up. But you do also know they're going to be eating you up and essentially eating you live. Is that scary for the adult female who makes that decision to become a meal? I mean, anesthetics? Not, I mean, does she have some kind of way to make herself fall asleep so that she doesn't feel anything, she doesn't see anything, she doesn't hear anything? The terrible sound, I'm just imagining this in my own mind, the terrible sound of her body parts being ripped away while she's being eaten. So, well, that's that. And then, of course, there, you know, we're talking group activities here, communal living, and there are various reasons being put forth as to why spiders may choose to live together. One, of course, is because they catch bigger prey most of the time. It helps to have many spiders dealing with the catching and the subduing of that bigger prey. Then you have heavy rains. A rain can bring down a spider web. If you have many spiders helping to repair that web, it's better for everyone. And then you have webs, I'm sorry. And then you have spiders that don't even have webs. And they have to have some other ways of protecting themselves, defending themselves. And of course, they have creatures like ants coming at them. Sure is a lot easier to protect themselves if there are a bunch of spiders as opposed to just one. Spiders! Fortunately, they're not everywhere. All right. Tomorrow, Jack Evans. Right, tomorrow, let's look into the future, see what it holds for us, and maybe talk a little bit about business and climate change. Remember, on Sunday at 1 o'clock, Reverend Stephen Black is going to let us know that there is hope for people who may be involved in homosexuality and want out. Thanks for listening to me. Till the next time.